Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Basketball, now we have been blessed this morning, Brother Galdi, the legendary Levero, and now we push all the chips in. And we put him at the free throw line to hit the front end of a 1-1. He's down by one. And we got 6 seconds to go in the game. I'll ask him right now, would you rather me call timeout and put somebody else at the line? Or are you ready to take the shot?
Man, I want the ball. I want the ball. And you know what? Hey, like the great legendary trash talker before Muhammad Ali was Will Jones. And I remember Will in an overtime game with about 5 seconds to go, goes to the free throw line and say, hey, ref, give me the ball. I know you ready to go home and eat dinner, and so am I. Let's go. Get the buses ready.
Will Jones, I'll tell you what, I had the Firebirds, one of my first assignments at WRC-TV. George sent me over there, and they had won the championship. And this brother was so fly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, and I love dudes that are confident, believe in what they do, and because it's contagious. He was effervescent. That's when and Coach was very, very high on Will and very, very respectful of that. We had a dime dropped on us earlier today, and it was a stroke of genius by Levero, surprise. And he said that just thinking of with the Nats celebrating 5 years ago winning the chip and all the celebration. Now, you can't get everybody back. Obviously, a lot of the good news about how good they selected people is that a lot of their stars, people that were here, they're playing for other teams they're currently playing.
Okay.
And, you know, you got to hope that you got your offspring, that you get to stay in the game so that you are not irrelevant. And so they're starting to get some return on their investments. But it's mentioning, you know, guys that are coming back. And Levero, I don't know, Heavy Metal, if it caught you off guard, but they're those guys, glue guys. And when you mention somebody that should be respected of, like, getting around, and should never have to pay for a drink, you know, is how he termed it. And I said, man, I cannot wait to get to Coach to saying about that type of person. Polly 757, you know, he chipped in. And Bobby D's name came up. You know, guys are starting to come up, people saying certain names of people that, you know, glue guys, people who made a difference on some of these championship teams. And then, of course, that Georgetown legend comes up, Patrick Ewing's personal protector.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And certainly, and I said, man, wait until Coach gets a hold of this. But that's how you win championships. It's not – yeah, you got to have stars. You got to have somebody that lights the lamp. You know, Ovechkin, you know, when they won it, yeah, oh, he's got to do that. But Peter Bondra, there's going to be other guys that set up things. I think of the role that T.J. Oshie plays for him. Now, there's always that other guy, somebody that does something, and they're always associated with great teams. And you feel like that person should never have to buy a drink. And we started talking about this, about the Heisman Trophy. Not the Heisman Trophy winner, but the runner-up. I don't remember specifically, but the award used to be you got a credit card, if I'm not mistaken, and you got a chance to drink. Oh, God. It was I don't know if it was unlimited or whatever it was, but it was an exorbitant amount that you didn't have to worry about it. And Tom mentioned, you know, Howie Kendrick was the guy that should never have to pay for a drink.
Yes, you know, no question.
Never had to pay for a drink. And then we said Bobby Dandridge, Barry Trotz. And then we're thinking about, you know, the 757 threw out Jalen Brunson. And then other guys, Michael Graham. And so I said, I can't wait to ask Coach, who fits that category, if anyone, for you?
Well, I mean, I can go to a guy who grew up in D.C., was a D.C. basketball product at Gonzaga, but Chris Jenkins should never have to buy a cheesesteak in Philadelphia City.
Yeah, okay.
Hitting that big shot for Villanova to win the championship. A guy, Doc, who you make reference about all the time. And I know he should never have to buy a drink or a burger. And I know if you're in his company, you're going to get the tab. And that's Mark Mosley.
Oh, Mo. Mo, another guy being honored tonight, the D.C. Touchdown Club Awards, because Mo, I've probably given out more awards to Mark Mosley than anybody in this town. This dude, and I'm so proud of him because he's an athlete. He's a football player who just happened to kick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what makes Mo so unique. And he caught more hell from his teammates than anybody you can ever imagine. And yet, he bailed us out more than any player I've ever been associated with. And he, we lost 48-40. One ridiculous game. The only time he came up short. And here we are, gave up 40 some points or whatever. But the dude is really so valued. And the Green Bay was a Monday night game.
That's right, yeah.
The 14-2 campaign. Mm-hmm. And it was like he's so valued. And now they have a great punter. And now they're starting to appreciate him, thank God, because it is it's something that you just never, ever, ever can forget. G just dropped another one on us again. The great 45, Phil Chenier. Another priceless gem to your team and your community.
On and off the court.
No, this was it. He's a Phil Chenier, even though he went to Cal, and I always kid him about it, he was just one or two GPA points away from getting into UCLA, and it would have changed his life. But every time I see him, love this dude, man. And he's that kind of guy that should never have to buy a drink in this city. G from the shop, shout out. Because he's a, and then again, to be hurt at a time where I know it just, and he dealt with that, and you just can't be classier. You know, it's just like I feel the same way about the locker. We're lucky that these guys were on our broadcast podiums for so long that we got a chance to see and appreciate them. But I remember those clubs with Rod Langway, you know, and Don Beaupre and those guys. It was just, That's the depth of your city when you can appreciate someone other than the quarterback, you know, or other than the quote star. And you're not winning without somebody that's an alien. You're not winning without an alien. But it's just good to kind of remind yourself of that. And all of this kicked off in my brain when I started reminiscing about, we had a guy here who's in the Hall of Fame, how he ran business. And sometimes you can spoil your kids, even though you have the wherewithal, and it's not in their best interest. They spent millions over there on the kitchen, they had all this stuff, and really ain't bust a grape. We had a deal with McDonald's, they were bringing bag lunches, but Gibbs and them had restaurants delivering food over there when we won.
That's right.
When we won, dude, it was unbelievable. It was like a house party. And when you didn't, it was like Sergeant Schultz. You got nothing. Nothing.
Well, Doc, I can relate to that in coaching. When we would play road games and we'd take the bus to the game, and then afterwards, if we won, oh, it was party time. They could have the music turned up loud and people dancing or whatever. But if we lost, hey, you could hear a rat spit on a piece of cotton. And the only talk that they were allowed to talk about would be the game. What happened in the game? And how can we approve upon? But no, that's how it is, man. And you know, look, there's an old saying that I subscribe to. It's not that I love winning that much. I just hate losing. I hate losing more than I love winning, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it is. But I think that also having been around and seen it done. See, it's one thing if you've never won. It is really trying to figure out what it's like making a gumbo or making a stew. What is the key ingredient? Like, we're building this thing now, and a lot of people, now I do believe that people are chasing the ghosts. You got these four major entities, these four people who control our media. They work for the major networks, and they drop out hints, and everybody chases them because you got nothing else to do. And I always try to educate my audience because I was educated from the big fella. And he said, and I quote, "Hear nothing, say nothing."
That's right.
And if you live by that, you don't repeat everything you hear just because your ears work. And I hear my young colleague over there constantly repeating things he hears on the wire, and I go, dude, you keep taking the bait. We're in a click environment. If I get you to react to something, I win. But do you have the guts to not react to it? It's the looky-loo thing on the beltway that drives me nuts. Everybody got to slow down to look over at something on the, for what?
That's right, yeah.
For what?
Absolutely.
You got no bearing on what's going on. None of you pretty much have an idea. But I say this, why am I worried? I'm not worried. Why? I trust the process. We got people in here that have done this before that are qualified to make these decisions. And you got to trust in that. They don't have to be perfect. But I believe that they've done the best job of assembling, I call them the Dirty Dozen, a group of people in here. They don't all look alike. They're not all related. And they all have one common goal. That is to get the hell out of last place.
That's right.
And bring back the dignity that used to be prevalent in this football community. I'm so sick and tired of being embarrassed and being mocked.
But the bad part of that, Doc, coming from me, a Washingtonian, is, man, now there's no relief in a season per se. Maybe a little bit with the Caps, but not much. But in the fall, Burgundy and Gold, last place. Okay, then you go to
I hope
winter.
You didn't just refer to the playoff-bound 3 p.m. Puck drop Washington Capitals.
No. I said okay. To a certain extent, not the Caps. Okay.
But we're moving in the right direction. But you just nailed it, though. Look at Carberry. Why are they doing it? He's a system guy that came up through the best farm system, one of them in sports, the Hershey Bears. They're not experimenting. They're following a pattern. It's like It's like your grandma's turkey dinner or gumbo. They're not just grabbing stuff off the cabinet and throwing it in the pot. They're following a recipe. And you're seeing the results.
Right. And you had mentioned the Nats earlier. Well, that's a sore spot with me. You know, the Wizards, I just accept they are the Wizards until proven differently. You know, in the last 40 years or so, they've been the Wizards. But the Nats, other than the Miami baseball team a few years ago, can you name me another team, won a World Series, and then after that, proceeds to finish in last place for four of the next six seasons? That's inexcusable right there. That would never happen to the Yankees, to the Dodgers, to the
Well, those are major market spending teams now. You know, to be fair, baseball is not on a level playing field.
No, it's not. But this is not a small market. This isn't Tampa Bay.
No, it's okay. Not, but we don't have the control of our resources because Masson and the Orioles, they've got a noose around our necks. We don't have full access to our own resources. All I'm saying, I hate excuses. I'm with you on this. But I don't think it's a level playing field with what the Angelos family has and what Major League Baseball, who I hate their guts for holding the Nats hostage, dragging their feet. And as a result of this, when you compound the loss that we've incurred by not being able to celebrate a world championship due to the pandemic, and our ownership group, and they are up front, they're developers. They're doing it their way. They didn't hide it. And we had a lot of talent come through here. But they were up front. They're developers first. They didn't hide
Right. And that's my issue. And That's the problem. They're developers first.
You're right.
And so it's more about business for them versus Doc. Years ago, you had, as you remember, the majority of your owners, they made their money elsewhere. Like Steinbrenner was in the shipping business, correct?
Yep.
And so it was more of a pride thing where, hey, you know what? I want to have a good team so I can invite my buddies and my friends to the games and I can stick my chest out. I just look, man, I looking at how that team and I asked the question, is one World Series comparable to six basement finishes? And I'm counting this year in the basement, and I could be wrong, but I can say this. I don't see them at 500 this year, and I don't see them maybe at 500 next year.
Well, we'll bet on that. Hold that thought. We get to break on that. We're going to hold that thought. We're going to have an arm wrestling it on that. See, you about to get me irritated going against them curly W's. That is the coach. You know what? I knew I should have kept you with that round ball. Now you done got over, and now we're talking same. Yeah, we're going to fight over this one, though. Stay with us, folks, right there. Take a break. We'll come right back here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Being the coach, stay with us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Doc Walker, Heavy Metal Chris, here in for the coach. And DD, somehow I have a very difficult time imagining that Denton Day is relaxing. I can see Sheehan with a double martini, shaken, not stirred. But I just don't see Denton relaxing. I don't know. I just don't see him. Coach, here we are wrestling over baseball and the Nats. I guess you didn't see that West Coast swing. That's okay. Look, you got basketball on your mind. I can't expect you to be on top of two major sports at the same time.
So, call me when they get over. Call me when they get over 500. Just a game or two.
I will.
Okay, and again, I want to ask this question. How in the world can any team, you know the old saying that the top of the rotation star is the guy that prevents good teams from long losing streaks?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this. Patrick Corbin prevents teams from long winning streaks. I mean, this guy, he's been horrible even this year.
They've had a little gray.
You know, maybe, mm-hmm.
He's on the DL. He's had a little arm issue. Take shots on him now. You have that prerogative to do that. I'm looking at a West Coast trip. When you go in on Jackie Robinson Day and you beat Love You Blue,
right.
I'm not going to look down on that. You're right, Patrick Corbin, Jake Irvin. I noticed you didn't mention him. That's okay. Gray Wolfhill, Mackenzie Gore, I still believe in him. That's okay. Look, take your shots now. I'm going to remember. You know all of this is recorded. You're in the industry. You have your own gig. So that's okay. And Heavy Metal, he knows how to hit that record button, which he's just done. So you and I will deal with this at a later date. Let me ask you this.
And Doc, I want you to call me out on your show, and then you can put me on blast on my show. So
yeah, absolutely. I'm going to do that. Let me ask you this.
I don't think I will be.
Let me ask you this. And that is when you think about building a team, this team dynamic thing about the quarterbacks, the Commanders brass brought everybody in at once. And some people, now I think it was all fake. I don't blame agents for getting their clients publicity. They're in the job. They're promoters. They're like DJs to me. An agent, it's his job to bring attention to his client. So I don't react to any of it. But I thought what the Commanders did, bringing everybody together, it was time, made sense. These people have been together at combines. They've been together. It's like AAU basketball. They're always together. So what the hell was the difference? And they wanted to do it their way under their grounds, and so they could be in control of the environment. I ain't got a problem with it at all. But I wanted to run it by you as a coach, as an administrator. Mm-hmm. Do you see their logic?
Yeah, I see their logic, okay? I see their logic. And I didn't have a problem with the duck, and I couldn't find or figure out why others did. Okay, now maybe they just wanted to make sure that every I was dotted, every T was crossed in terms of making sure or at least getting down to a short list of people that they want to draft. Because, again, you have to go beyond the field, and you got to sit and look at someone in the eye and get a good feel for the character. So, hey, as long as they make the selection, and at that point I would go with Daniels. If you're talking quarterback, I would go with Daniels. Or, as I've said before, I would go with the other old school philosophy of drafting the best player on the board. And I think Harrison Jr. is the best player on the board. But anyway, Doc, what I'm looking for with the number two pick in the first round, two second rounders, and three third rounders, I'm looking at a quarterback, wide receiver, a left tackle, tight end, and an edge rusher.
Well, yeah, no, as a grocery list, yeah, I'd walk in with that list. Now it just depends on where you're shopping at.
That's right.
And, mm-hmm. and what the quality of that that product will be. You just don't know. Here's what I do know, because I've learned this the hard way. I'm no longer as concerned about who they select as I am as concerned about who's coaching them. Because you can coach up talent. Mm-hmm. Even if I slip, I've seen people help make people better.
Yeah.
But that's why I don't necessarily think you hit it out of the park by a selection. You can get a guy that worked his butt off in college because he was broke. Then you pay him and he becomes a jellyfish. So do you have a program? That's why, to me, your structure of your program is the most important thing. Can you keep guardrails up? Can you help these young guys not kill themselves by driving over the speed limit? Can you keep them from not getting high and killing themselves? Can you keep them out of the club and not get shot? Can you manage the people that you select? That's the problem that is happening around here. They can't manage the talent once they get it. And they've done a lousy job of coaching the talent up. This group, I think, will do a hell of a lot better job of coaching the talent up. That's how you win, when you combine all these ingredients together to get a better product.
Well said. I mean, well said. And during your era with the burgundy and gold, winning championships and going to Super Bowls, what was it? Five NFC championships in 9 years, four Super Bowls in 9 years. It was a combination of drafting, but also coaching them up. And especially doing it on the offensive line, and especially on defense. Richie Pettibone, Doc, does not get nearly enough credit, man.
Yeah, birthday. Just had his birthday on the 18th. Birthday, baby. But it's all good. You know, Coach, I feel good that the people that we have in charge now, I don't lose a wink of sleep worried about the people once we get them. I finally believe that we have people that care, and more importantly, can help develop young people and help them get better. You don't just get them from college and they're prepared to be pros. You have to help turn them into pros.
That's right.
You know, that poor kid out of Kentucky at linebacker, I think this kid's going to be a star. I think this staff is about to turn that young man into a star. And I think we'll have a number of people that this staff is going to take some of those guys and salvage their careers. And that's going to be the thing we talk about the most this year. In my opinion, we got some diamonds that they are going to make them shine. Coach, I appreciate you as always, man. Don't think you're going to get a break because we got NBA action going in. They're a little playing games. I'm not even going to mention that because a lot of people are going against the king. And you know I love Humpty Dumpty. It's going to be a lot. We're going to save some of that for the weekend. Appreciate all you bring to the table. And don't get old on me because we got to, it's time to roll.
Oh, no, Doc. No, man. Hey, I'm ready.
Okay, let's roll. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Coach Butch McAdams. Thank you, my brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.